Hi friends, we are studying the subject of advertising account planning. We are on chapter 11. This is about the future of account planning. This is also the last chapter, and as a this thing, it gives you a perspective about what holds for the account planning. We will have the learning objective as explain the changing trend in the marketing, advertising, and understand the role of account planning, how it is changing with this trend. So the world of marketing and advertising is changing. The advancement in the technology, the media availability, segregation between online, offline, even offline is becoming responsive to the digital direct marketing, etc. Technology creates a lot of interface opportunity, a lot of two-way communication opportunity, brand community building, etc. Overall, the marketing itself has changed. Earlier, marketing was like an equal function, which was sales, marketing, production, accounts. Then marketing assumed a little important role, and the marketing has become center, and other were the supporting department, where marketing was acting as an interface with the outside consumer and inside department. Nowadays, it's a consumer-centric city which has come in. So marketing has become a voice of consumer, and therefore the whole perspective has changed. Therefore everything has to be so customer centric, and that's why everything has to be so agile, so flexible, so demanding on the other hand. So marketing and advertising therefore now need to do certain things, which is what has been listed out here. Marketing should be able to cater to, both marketing and advertising should be able to cater to very wide range of media and build the brand relationship. So you have a dispersed target segments available. You may be global company, or you may be in present in particular continents. Within the one nation, you may have a dispersed target group of customers, and many media creates its own challenges. Okay. So ability to cater to global scale. Now the world is coming into a global village. So if you want to sustain, also the bare minimum requirement emerging is that you have to have a global footprint, able to adopt. Everything is so agile, and therefore your ability to adopt to new and unique way of engaging with the customer using different media options. That was marketing brands therefore have to be innovative, interactive, agile, engaging, and therefore the use of data technology. Now that data technology generates tons of data, there is big data, there is artificial intelligence which does the analytics, business analytics, which gives you a lot of consumer behavioral analysis, understanding, support. So many such things are changing the face of marketing on one end, and therefore changing the face of advertising industry, laid expectations, performance expectations, etc., which also impacts the media in many ways. So how that has changed and led to emergence of various other formats of marketing and advertising, so to say, we will look into that. So first thing, content marketing has become more powerful in today's world. No doubt the print will never die, but on the digital platform, it's not that lengthy and, you know, informative content matters. It is a inquisitive generation. It is a kind of an engaging conversation. You have to kind of first filter the person to come into your detailed content. So those tips and tricks which matters, and this content also have to have that advertising and marketing perspective in it, through cross-linking, through tabs, through various things. Inbound marketing, what has become very important is the content that you provide to the consumer. It allows him to, you also mix the response mechanism, and that response mechanism will allow consumer to decide for himself. Instead of selling, consumer need to pull you, and for that pulling earlier was difficult. Now you are giving him various touch base buttons, the links, etc. So that is given a flurry, you know, a flip to what you call inbound marketing, essentially for the lead generation. Artificial intelligence, many marketing tasks are getting automated, and not only that, simulations and various other power that the artificial intelligence offers, you are able to visualize the impact of your promotion, impact of your strategies, etc., and thereby you can either translate this into a modification, etc., or improve your strategic approach. Voice searches. With the flourishing e-commerce market, which is essentially an online market, there also now the change of a voice search has come in. It offers you such a fluid experience. You don't even to even touch any button. You don't have to even type things. You just keep narrating what you want at every step of that consumption cycle, search cycle, while you are searching for options, etc., on e-commerce site or even on the normal search result pages, etc. This allows very interactive communication. Consumer is able to search more in a short time of this thing and decide also faster. Virtual reality, which is what is ability of putting the data and picture this thing in such a way that consumer himself becomes a part of the character and he is able to experience. He is able to experience the service, he is able to experience the product, etc., and variation thereof. As a result, the decision making can improve. So these are some of the change that has happened in a format of marketing. This naturally will have an impact on advertising. Furthermore, there are four scenarios of the future of advertising that has emerged. In one of the articles as mentioned, these four scenarios have been highlighted. I will quickly touch base on that. Four scenarios. The first one is the transactional view. What it says that there were times or there may remain a time where a lot depends on the data. So data was a crust, data was a center of understanding consumer, targeting consumer, understanding their behavioral habits, etc., and accordingly channel your medium or channel your communication through right media. Second scenario is the creative view. Here in this scenario, human creativity is the source of highly efficient campaign that are perfectly tailored to the individual preferences. So here what is going to happen is, depending on what individual resorts to search, what individual resorts to looking for, etc., what kind of a pages he visits and all, based on that, a respective creative solutions, creative formats will come in front of you, and there that will increase the engagement, and that engagement will lead to relationship. The entertained masses. Now there's a full class of individual, that's a scenario which believes creative is the basis for the blockbuster campaign. Blockbuster campaign will be aimed at high quality and immense reach. It will try to gather reach first among the masses, okay, through the really engaging campaign content, so to say. This will help to build the brand, okay. Here the transaction is of less relevance, brand building is of significance. The fragmented masses, which is in the last scenario, brand is the differentiation factor. You have niche spread across different part of the geography. Only way, instead of taking a different positioning stance, you create your differentiation, which is probably appealing to most niches, and that way you try to garner their attention. One fact in front of you is the pandemic-led changes that is happening. This report suggests that overall in 2019 February, online spend has officially exceeded the offline spend for the first time. Not only that, what it forecasts that by 2023, online ad spend will account for almost 2/3 of the entire global online spend, which is global online spend is estimated to be about $333 billion. So shift is a very major shift that needs to be accounted by various marketeers and media planners. So increased importance of account planning. So all those changes that we saw has led to the importance of account planner, and account planning is growing. So account planner is what? He is a voice of the customer, but he is a custodian of the advertiser's interest. With digital technology, platform availability has changed. This probably advertiser may not understand very well. Advertiser has to depend on the account planner to give him a perspective about changing external scenario, both in terms of consumer behavior, both in terms of consumer's media habit change, translated into appropriate action at the advertiser's end. Every day new technology changes opens challenges, at the same time offers opportunity to create engagement, to create relationship, to create two-way communication. More the media, consumers have more touch points. They are diffused. Their concentration is either equal on all or partial towards some. All those things are happening. You have to still create a reach and you have to still create an effective exposure. So as a result, account planners who are great at storytelling will have to build his integrated campaign where he will probably reveal different part of the story to complete the complete story when consumer go through those phases of interaction. The inputs of account planning, like insight of the consumer, what is happening on the buyer behavior front, the strategy related to the brand, brand positioning development, they all will remain. However, art of communicating that is going to change very significantly. You will require a lot of innovative and agility in your communication, in your media selection. So account planner will have to be, will be continue to be needed. Why? Because growing competition, growing variability in media, in consumer behavior, involvement is required more. Now, marketeer is so bogged down with his challenges and his engagements. On advertising front, on the media front, there has to be somebody who takes care of their interests. Loyalty of the consumers are shifting rapidly. So in such case, how do you create a lead generation? Increase requirement of the agency to absorb consumer insight, agency to be successful and continue to get the business from the same client. They have to create a successful campaign for which they need to get constantly the insight of the consumer, which account planner can offer. Emphasize on the right medium selection, then creative, successful development of the performance criteria, establishing accountability and giving a performance output. This and more, the client relationship, so that lakhs and millions of dollars of account related money will keep coming to you. We are discussing why account planning will be needed. Another perspective is the globalization. In this entirely new phenomena, born out of this 20th century, the digitalization, the shift in culture, growing population shift from one part to the other part of the world, shrinking of communication, proliferation of communication due to shrinking of the geography in terms of connectivity. All this is lead to change in cultural aspects also, and therefore industry also undergoing change. On the media front, the consumer in the future will be very choosy about the media. Clutter will not work. Inferences, interruptions with the media habits of the consumer will not work. The future account planner will have to therefore take into account shift on media preferences, shift on technology, shift on the way consumer will engage, etc. And the technology opportunity which he will bring in front of the advertiser to create a relationship, bonding, loyalty, all these things will require a person by the name account planner. Bigger theme, the consumer insights gathered and the feedback collected is now not restricted to the client and the creative team only, but all functions are required. There are various communication tools that requires a specialization on itself. Here the direct marketing is given, online marketing is given. Advertising agencies have geared to have a separate team for all the communication mix. Now this account planner is therefore is required to interact with the larger team. Earlier it was limited to creative and media. Then understanding the need better, the team required is bigger because now agencies has involved a specialized team to address various communication mix, direct marketing, online marketing, etc. Now account planner is needed to interact with not more one and two team, but more team within the agency. Timing is very important, and today in terms of timing, the speed, the agility to address change, okay. Being flexible, because digital marketing offers you flexibility also to invest your money appropriately. All this leads to speed of response, and therefore that speed of response should be reflected not only in terms of strategy but also in the tactical form. Therefore, overall it has been said that even in future account planning department or account planning person will be needed. So benefit of the account planning, and that is what one research that has been conducted in the recent past across 62 countries, including 1,334 people. What is that is requiring the account planning function to come here, you know, to exist. What it covers is the better win rate. So ability to get better success out of the campaign, increase understanding of consumer's business, customer's business. So who is the customer? That is the advertiser. Understanding is so required so that while customer is handling the current challenges, account planner is able to foresee the future. Shorter sales cycle, sales cycles of any product or even existing product is truncating. Now, how do you handle those shifting stages of the sales cycle? So that is why account planner who is well versed with the industry, the client, the customer behavior will be better be able to handle. Better customer loyalty. Loyalty is shrinking, as we have earlier also seen. Now, there has to be somebody who will constantly think in terms of how to create relationship and how to build more and more loyal customer base. Increase deal sizes. How can this account planner can help to increase the average deal size? Acquiring a customer is one game. Then making this customer be with you is another game. That is a lifetime of spend you get. You have to get more share of wallet. That is the third game. And that share of wallet can happen in two ways. Either you make them buy more and more wider range from your product mix, or make them buy more per transaction. So that is what this account planner can visualize and help with. Better executive access and identify non-competitive deals, etc. So these are the reason why account planning will be continue to be important. So what is the future of account planner? With the globalization, need to have much wider vision. His narrow vision will not help. Global brands need a different strategy. Therefore, they need a person with the global perspective. Good planner should work from the client's need through the implementation of the advertising and in addition plan towards reducing and optimizing the cost. So the account planner has to continuously, while he introduces more and more media, while he introduces more and more way to engage, while he introduces more and way to create a customer retention, relationship, loyalty, all this cannot lead to increase in the cost. He has to create optimization of the cost. That is possible only if he has worked on the brand, worked with the client for a shorter, longer period of time. Global brand needs a different strategy. So globalization has its own challenges. Handling market with the local perspective, handling market with the global perspective, handling few with local, rest with the global. All these are challenges of the global marketing. Planner flow need to do backward integration and to solve the real business problem. So once he hears a kind of a problem that his client is facing, he has to be proactively pulling the desired team member to discuss and create some possible solutions. The future role of the account planner is not in the creating an award-winning ad, because the process of creating a successful ad is very simple and set with a clear goal. Okay. So there are always a debate about account planner vying for award, and therefore they may create an award-winning ads, but it fails to meet the client objective. Now that is no longer. He is very conscious that he is working for the client. Rupee spent must yield him the rupee more. So with that, instead of the future lies in the bringing in the new product which will make the world a better place too. He is also a partner of the client in enlightening the shift in the consumer mindset. Today, more and more consumers are becoming environmental friendly, reuse friendly. Okay, so they are concerned about what is the packaging content of your product, what is the other content, how will this get recycled. So all aspects are, therefore consumers are also becoming more in favor of brand which is environmental conscious. So can your account planner bring this perspective? That is very important. So the agencies in the future need to work towards creating new product and services which is societal marketing concentrated. So in the sense that that looks at various stakeholders in the perspective. So that is very challenging task. One of the much needed skill in the future account planning would be the white space analysis, which is the gap. Where is the gap? That understanding amidst all things that is happening, competitive scenario, somebody is pulling down other, price war on one hand, share on war on other hand, different medias proliferating, ease of doing business improving, so more competition is coming in, yet there may be certain white spaces, there may be certain gaps. Can the account planner predict that and enlighten the marketeer, enlighten the advertiser so that he can get into that space before competition notices it and works for it? White space analysis is the process to evolution of the existing products, services and marketeers to address unmet customer need. So it is here it is talking spoken about the existing product not meeting the existing customers other needs. At the same time, it is applicable to even an opportunity in itself where a new product, an innovative product can come. You can do the expansion of the market. It says like, you know, you can upsell, cross sell. So this perspective, the white space occupying for more brand recallability, brand interaction, brand based exchanges. So that will lead to a better reward for the advertiser. And if you give him that, he wants to definitely work with you. Three types of white space mapping. We will try to understand what is white space mapping. Internally focused mapping. The first, this thing, which is directed towards identifying the company strength and potential opportunity. So out of your strength, what is an opportunity that you can capture? This has to again link it with the concerns within the market. So if there is a concern in the market, you have certain strength that offers you an opportunity to address that concern, either in the form of a new product, modified product or a service. This makes it easier to determine market barriers, okay, obstructing their ability to release a potential new offering, target new groups or enter new market. So it is internal focus based on your strengths, link it to the challenges in the market, issues in the market, concerns within the market, which when you look back, your ability to develop a solution, and when you do that, when you are ready with that, you are able to foresee what is hampering your offering introduction, approaching new target, entering new market. Now that will give you an idea as to what change you require internally, whether you need to strengthen product innovation, whether you need to strengthen your network, all those things. Externally focused mapping is directed towards the existing market. It looks at existing market first, identifies which product or services are succeeding, which are failing, and therefore where is a gap or where is a threat on the client, and therefore it brings that learning in within the organization and allows the organizations to reset themselves. So that's an externally focused white space mapping. The future focused mapping can help firms get the insights from the strategic foresight exercises that they often do it based on understanding both internal perspective, external perspective. Generally, it happens that you first understand external perspective, look back your internal perspective, and then determine what will happen, what will this lead to in future. And when you are able to foresight that, okay, you can create an impact by developing your appropriate strategy for growth, by overcoming, by developing a strategy or a tactics to defend your threat, etc. The process usually takes place through the workshop, doing brainstorming sessions, okay, hours of research, product clinics, etc. So all those aspects are done with the view to see what new you can do it in future. So that's what is the future focus, which takes into account both internal and external challenges, and then tries to visualize if this thing continues like this, what may be the future holding for you. Now, if that is a threatening situation or that requires you to correct certain things, that can be found out through this kind of sessions that you conduct and then set your strategy tactics appropriately. So that's a white space mapping where the account planner plays a massive role. So going forward, account planner's role will become also very intuitive, okay? And he needs to upskill himself. Upskill himself for what? For entire digital transformation that is happening. He needs to be conversant with it. He needs to be one step ahead to visualize what opportunity that he can offer to the client, for what customer engagement, customer relationship, customer loyalty building, etc. So the new account planner, who has to be versatile in what? Complete industry analysis. More data, more dynamic data he should be able to analyze. Earlier, after March is over, the industry used to publish data in next 3 months, which then you can analyze over next 1 month and then go to the client. Now, things are dynamically changing. So, real-time data, how do you do that? Customer relationship analysis. He has to independently be able to understand the relationship of the brand versus the customer. Customer strategy mapping. So, various strategy that has been developed, he has to map it with the challenges in the market, with the threat in the market, and then he has to determine, will this be able to defend the brand or create a threatening situation for the brand, etc., and accordingly get into corrective mode or exploitative mode if there is an opportunity. Competitive assessments. Analyzing everything about the client is not the end in itself. He has to see the relativity with the competition. Competition is on two front: market in total and certain strong competitors. Somebody, you may be a challenging brand, you may be the third or fourth in the market. So there are some strong competitors above you. So how they are doing, that also you have to measure. Strategy development. After you have a complete picture, customer inside, market, competitive, this thing, etc., you can be partner in the strategy development. So that's what also he will have to be familiar with. What is strategy? How does strategy happen? What is required? Those kind of things. The present role of the account planner can be best described as the being voice of the consumer. That will continue to be there to create best communication, to explain product benefit, and thereby get him to inquire about, get him to acquire the product. The future of the account planner will be identifying real business problem and creating a solution appropriate for that. It could be product solution, it could be media solution, so communication solution. The role will therefore eventually help in bringing the new product, which will make the world better place to live in, which is societal concerns will be addressed, and it will help all the stakeholders to gain out of it. Say like carbon neutral product or zero waste. Recently, if I have to give you an example, I saw one advertisement by HSBC credit card. Now, HSBC credit card advertisement had in the background green leaves. And so that made me actually curious to read that. It says this is the world's first credit card, which is made out of recycled material, and 85% of this card is biodegradable. I went further read, so far millions of credit cards that have been used and thrown are going to take years to get biodegradable. So you see the environmental damage that has already happened. So now eventually this kind of thing, the account planner will start playing the role. So yes, friend, with this we have really completed a very interesting chapter on what holds in the future for the account planner. Thank you.